Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the two panelists with their very informative information on Ms. Rosalina. Just like my colleague from Botswana said, the data you provided from, I think it was 2018, was quite revealing to us, considering I think the statistics were higher than I would have expected it to be. But then also, I guess, sometimes people also underreport things. My question is, it's not always legislation that will be able to, I think it's seldom legislation that will be able to tackle the issue of racism amongst public. You can legislate and punish people if they break these laws. However, it doesn't really change ingrained attitudes on the ground, such as when a person of African descent or black person gets on a bus and you suddenly see people take their bags and clutch them and put them on the other side of the bus, which is obviously signs that the person getting on the bus immediately notice. And these are ingrained in people's attitudes. What are you doing and how are you doing to manage, other than legislation, to get the message out to people that these sort of knee-jerk reactions that people have are actually the signs that it is ingrained in the system and in the psyche of many, many people, including here in Europe. That is where the real work needs to be done, is to change attitudes. How are you working with society to do that, civil society and governments and municipalities? On Mr. Kanyana, I think I have recently had the opportunity to meet him here in this chamber. That was also a very good an example and analysis, as he said, critical of while we have all these instruments, the question is how much of it is being implemented, how also some countries may be throwing, to use a colloquialism, the baby out with the bathwater because they don't like one specific paragraph or chapter right at the end of the document of the DDPA. I know you have a lot of information also on, again, ingrained racism that you find here in Switzerland and in other places in Europe where one wouldn't necessarily have expected it. How are you as well, and your University of African Affairs and others, dealing with these? How are you making it aware, people aware that these things are ingrained and it is maybe not in their everyday life thinking that they are doing it, yet they are? How are you working with governments for them to actually accept that the problem exists? Thank you.